Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the cells at long enough.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Saskatchewan's Tommy John Eamon has just released his fifth album entitled Turn On the Radio, featuring the first single, A Regular Girl. He's here to talk about the CD and his music career. We'll also find out about his connection to Bruce Springsteen. Stay tuned for that. Let's welcome Tommy John Eamon to In the Country. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. How are things in Saskatchewan?
Well, today was and still is an absolutely gorgeous day. Just full
nice.
Sun, and it's about 24 degrees, so I'm not complaining one bit.
Sounds like great weather. Speaking of great stuff, of great music, your first single off the new CD, I mentioned that the CD is called Turn On the Radio, and the new single, and the first single, is called A Regular Girl. Do you want to talk about sort of the excitement about getting that out to radio right now?
Oh, can I tell you, it's just an amazing relief. We started recording this record almost about a year ago, and just with everything that goes on, you know, it takes a lot of work to put it together, and just the different guys you're going to record with and just putting it all together. It's kind of a stressful time. So just having, it's just about done now and having the first single out, it's a great relief and it feels great and it's getting a good response so far. So it's fantastic.
Awesome. And we're going to be sharing that song on the show today, and we'll encourage our listeners when they've heard the song to call their local country stations and request it. Now, the CD was produced by Brian Joseph Dobbs, and he's worked with a lot of people. Do you want to talk about working with Brian and sort of his background as a producer?
Yeah, I think, as an independent artist like that I am, you know, we don't have access to a lot of the top names that are producing records in the business. But with Brian, like, he's kind of, as a producer, he's working his way up. He's worked with some amazing people. Anywhere from engineering to mixing and all these different levels along the way for 20 years. But, you know, he's been in the studio with AC/DC and Motley Crue and Tal Bachman and Clint Black and just a lot of names. So he brings a lot of experience to the table, and he has a fantastic ear for music, and just, you know, his capabilities on the computer with Pro Tools is amazing. And he can take a song with just my voice and an acoustic, and look what we built, you know, a great song.
That must be pretty exciting to, as you said, your voice and the guitar acoustic, and to have the tracks built around it and to hear what the song becomes. Was it pretty amazing on some of the songs to see that progression?
It always amazes me. You know, I write these songs, and I take them to the band and to a producer with just me and the acoustic, and then all of a sudden he goes, oh, we can do this, we can do that. So it starts off with some drums, and then we add some bass in, and just it's amazing to watch it grow and change as it goes and the directions that it takes. And it just, your song comes alive, you know, it just literally comes alive.
So for the number of songs that are on this current CD, Turn On the Radio, how many would you say, Tommy, that you wrote for it? Did you write a bunch and you narrowed it down? How did that process work?
Yeah, that's usually the way I kind of work it, since the last album was out in 2008, which was Wheels of Life. And between after that is kind of recorded and I get back to songwriting again, I have a whole batch full of songs and I just narrow it down. I think we narrowed it down to about 15 songs, and then I took those to the band and Brian, and we narrowed it down from there. I just write as many songs that I can that I think fit the feel of the record, and then just narrow it down to the ones that we like the best and the ones that sound the best and come together the best.
Now, I read on your website that songwriting, I think this was a quote in there, songwriting comes pretty easy to you. Can you talk about the process? Is it something that you can get disciplined and sit down to do, or do you kind of wait for that idea? A lot of songwriters, you know, they're driving in the car and they get their best ideas, or maybe late at night. How does your songwriting process work?
Yeah, to me, it's actually kind of a neat process because it happens in so many different ways. And I know that every songwriter has their methods, but I can, you know, I can be riding the car, I can be taking a walk, I can be in the bathtub, you know, I can be just working on another song, and all of a sudden I have another idea. It's so many different ways that these songs come to me, and that's partly why I say it comes fairly easy to me, because if I want to write a song, I generally can. I can come up with something. It might not be a song that'll end up on a record, but it's something, and I really enjoy doing it, and I think it's something that I have to do in order to just keep my sanity.
Yeah, I was also reading that songwriting for you and performing as well is like a therapy. I guess you're getting your emotions out, you're getting these feelings and sharing them. How would you sort of describe that with songwriting and performing as therapy?
Yeah, as a songwriter, you generally write about things that affect you, what you feel inside or what you see or what you think is affecting the people around you, whether it's your family, your friends, or your country, or the world in some cases. And if you spend a lot of time thinking about these things, sometimes it can eat you up, which it will do to me. So if I write a song and sing it and get it out of my system, then that's sort of therapy to me. It just lets the release of it go.
And have you had listeners, people at your concerts comment on songs, maybe some of the more personal ones that have a message in them and sort of what it means to them?
You know, that's the most amazing thing. And it particularly happened with, in 2005, I released an album of farm songs called Like Father, Like Son. And there was a couple of songs on there that, Like Father, Like Son, and another one called Could You Leave All This Behind? And, you know, I did a lot of acoustic shows with that album because it's a very acoustic record. And it was absolutely amazing the way it touched people. It just really just blew me away that, you know, they'd be, one hand they'd be laughing about something and then they'd cry about something. And that, too, as a songwriter, you cannot ask for anything more than that.
And you're pretty qualified to write that album that you talked about, Like Father, Like Son. You grew up on a farm in rural Saskatchewan, and this was something you'd wanted to do, sort of to put these stories and their lifestyles, I guess, into music. So obviously that was quite a rewarding project to work on.
Yeah, it really was. And just to that, I'm sitting here in the office in my farmhouse in Kurtz, Saskatchewan, and that's because the roots are still here. I've been gone for a long time, you know, when I was on the road in country rock bands a number of years ago and just traveling Western Canada, just playing music and living in the city. And about 4 years ago, we moved back out here with my family just to get out of the big city and just kind of, you know, see the simpler side of life. And so here I am sitting in the farmhouse that I grew up in talking right now. And it's really close to me. And that's what that record was all about.
That's pretty amazing. Now, your first record was 1996, and it was called Wasted Nights. So we've got about 14 years since then. How do you think your songwriting and your performing has grown over the years? Have you seen places where you've, I don't know if it's improved or just strengthened?
I would say, yeah, improved is an okay word, especially in my songwriting. You know, that the first record was songs that had been written, you know, from the whole catalog leading up to 1996. So there were some, you know, less than stellar songwriting on it. I'm still very proud of it.
Yeah.
But I think as you just get older and you write more songs and more songs, and you get better at the craft. And I think, you know, I say it every time, that every time I put a new record together, well, this is the best songs I've ever written. This is the best record I've ever done. And I think you should. I think that's what you should strive for. So I would say, yeah, definitely, you know, improvement in every aspect of it.
Now, one of the songs, actually the title track, is called Turn on the Radio. It's the current CD. And by the way, people can head to TommyJohnEman.com, the last name E-H-M-A-N, and there's your website there and lots of information about you and song samples. But the title track is called Turn on the Radio. Do you want to talk about the inspiration behind writing it, and then we'll share with our listeners?
Yeah, okay. Well, Turn on the Radio is kind of that get in the car, open the windows or put the top down or open the T-roof and let the wind blow through your hair and let the air in your face and just get away, you know, try to forget about your cares, forget about your day and just turn on the radio. And that's something that's close to me because I've been kind of traveling my whole adulthood life. And it's always something that, you know, as soon as I get on the highway, I almost feel a sense of home almost. You know, we're just traveling, and so that's kind of where this song is for me. It's something that's close to me, so it's just something that was easy to write.
Yeah, it's a great song, and as you say, it's catchy, and it's a great driving down the road kind of song. This is Tommy John Eamon and Turn on the Radio here on In the Country. Tommy John Eamon and Turn on the Radio, the title track to his current CD. He is on the line with us from Saskatchewan. Now, I'm gathering from that song that your live shows must be pretty high energy.
We try to be, yeah. That's the whole thing. We want to keep the crowd having a good time and, you know, make it a fun experience for everyone that comes out.
Is there any surprises at the concert or in terms of covers, other songs you do that people can look forward to?
Most of the shows we play where it's a blend of our own music mixed in with cover tunes. You know, you'll hear some you know, Keith Urban and Dwight Yoakam, you know, top artists. And then we play, you know, like some of my favorite artists like John Mellencamp and Tom Petty and, you know, Neil Young and some things like that that were influences to me in my musical career and songwriting.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite cover song, one that you particularly enjoy doing?
Wow. You know, right now one of my favorite songs to sing is Kiss a Girl by Keith Urban.
Great song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, great song. Really, well, kind of a simple song, but it's a terrifically energetic song.
Yeah, you know, people just seem to just want to dance to it and sing along. It's a great song, you know. But Keith Urban, he's a pretty good artist, so, you know, you can't go wrong singing a song of his. So.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I teased off the top about a connection to Bruce Springsteen. This goes back to 2008, the Wheels of Life album. Do you want to talk about that connection with the bass player?
Yeah, we were extremely lucky to have Gary Talent, he's not a household name per se, but if you say the E Street Band, well, I know them. So Gary Talent is the bass player for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Wow.
And the producer, Brad Prosco, out of Regina, who had produced that record for us, had a connection with Gary. And he asked me one day, he said, would you be interested in having Gary Talent play? And I said, oh, give me a break. That'll never happen. He said, well, you know, yeah, exactly. That's what I said, too. I laughed. So he said, well, the least I can do is ask. So we asked him, and it was between tours and between recording. And amazingly, it worked out. And so we met, and we spent 2-3 days with him just recording and hanging out and going for lunch and dinner. And we really got to know him quite well. And he was, you know, it was just an amazing experience. You know, it was just a real humble guy and an amazing bass player. And it shows through on the songs, too. It was great.
Now, aside from him, does someone come to mind that you're thinking, as high of the odds as that seemed, somebody that comes to mind that you'd like to work with, maybe another guitar player or a drummer or anybody from the music world on the future project?
Well, you know, I've always been a really big John Mellencamp fan. So, you know, could imagine me singing a duet with John Mellencamp. You know, that would just be totally awesome. And
that
if you think about it, too, you know, going back to a long time ago when I was a really big Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings fan, you know, someday to sing a song with Willie Nelson or say write a song with Willie Nelson would be a really neat experience for me.
Oh, definitely. The just to be in that room and to be with that talent and, like you say, writing a song with Willie Nelson would just be an incredible experience. And you talked about those early guys, Willie and Waylon. What is that like? Can you describe sort of those early country roots and enjoying that kind of music?
Yeah, I can remember being in about grade. Is dating me a little bit, but in grade 10 and 11, and all my friends were listening to, I don't know, the pop music of the day, Streetheart, I you know, the names I can't remember, but I was listening to Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and Waylon and Mickey Gilley, and they thought I was a real square peg, and, you know, but you know, those guys really, you know, turned me on to songwriting, especially. Those guys were the guys that wrote their own songs.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what, you know, started me thinking, well, you know, I play some guitar, I'm going to write some songs. And that was my real early influences. And they still influence me today. You know, just I still listen to their music and just think about, you know, how they put the song together and how they structured the chords and structured the verse and the bridges and still work on those early things that I learned long, long time ago.
Can you recall when you first were influenced by them and started to write one of your first songs or your second song? I ask other artists this, and sometimes it's something they don't want to talk about, and other times they're proud of it, but can you think back to that?
Yeah, I can remember vividly just being in my room, just learning to strum the guitar, and I'd be playing a cover tune, maybe like Bad Leroy Brown or something like that, and then I just, you know, just take those same chords and write probably a song that was pretty close to the same melody line, but, you know, change the words a little bit. And, you know, I still got books and books of stuff that I written 20 years ago. And I look back sometimes and I see, and I, you know, to me, it's almost funny by what I write now, but, you know, that's what lays the groundwork. You know, if you don't start there, you never get to where you actually write a complete, you know, interesting, thoughtful, fun song. You know, you have to start somewhere. So
exactly. You're right. Yeah, you start with those songs, and you learn, and you get better, and you pick up from, as you said, people like Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. You can learn from what they've done, study their songs.
You really can.
Yeah, to get an idea.
I learned a lot of cover tunes, you know, in cover tune bands on the road years ago, and, you know, some people would say, oh, you know, you're wasting your time cover tuning, but I was young, and, you know, but you really learn a lot about how they structured songs, the lyrics of the songs, and I think it was really an integral part in how it got me to where I write songs today. And I bet you a lot of songwriters would say the same thing.
I'd say so, and there's definitely a, like, there's a lot to learn. It definitely is a craft. You've got the emotions and your real life experiences, but you need to put those into some kind of, obviously, a musical form, verse, chorus, verse, to make it fit a formula to a certain degree.
And you're always learning. You know, this is I wrote this new record, and you know, next time will be even better, I hope. And you know, you're always learning. You're always learning from other songwriters. You're learning just as you play your own guitar and you come up with new ideas. So I don't think you're ever done learning, and I don't think you ever get it right.
That's good. It's good to know that. Yeah, you're never going to get bored with it, because there's always something new to pick up.
Yep, that's right. No, I would never get bored with it. I can't imagine. Anyway.
Did you come from a musical family, Tommy, or was this something you discovered on your own?
Not terribly musical, but somewhat musical. My parents both used to sing when they were in college, and I know that when we were quite young, I have a brother and two sisters, and we used to sing together in a little family thing when I was probably 8-9 years old.
Right.
And that lasted for 3 or 4 years. So we got a little older and didn't want to do it anymore. But I guess that's kind of what got me started. And just as I got a little older, I started learning to play guitar, and you know, just I guess I just never stopped.
And that's a great thing. We've got the new CD now from you, which is called Turn On the Radio. We heard the title track earlier. Now we're going to hear the new single just released to radio called A Regular Girl. Can you give us the inspiration behind writing this one?
You know, it was something that just kind of came to me. I can remember writing that song, and I just kind of started with this chorus. She's just a regular girl, I know. And then I started thinking, okay, well, what's this? And it just kind of flowed out of me, and then afterwards I started looking at it and go, okay, I see what I was writing about. Because sometimes you don't even know what you're writing about until after you've written it. And it's just a story, and I know it happens to everybody. When you're young, you're in school, and you're growing up, there's always somebody in your life. In this case, this character had this girl that he knew quite well, and he had a huge crush on her. But for whatever reason, whether she didn't take his advances or he was more or less probably just a little too shy to say anything, and so nothing ever happened, and then they grow up and move away and move on. And in this song, they meet up again, and he still has that same crush, that same feeling inside of him for this girl. And she's not the supermodel. She's not the greatest-looking girl or anything. She's just a nice girl, the average girl next door, the regular girl. And that's kind of where the song came from.
Awesome. We'll share it now. This is Tommy John Eamon from his current CD. The song is called A Regular Girl here on In the Country.
She's alright, always look good to me. Well, regular girl I know. She never too high, never too low. Just the regular girl I know.
The song is called A Regular Girl, and the artist is Tommy John Eamon. He's on the line from Saskatchewan with us. We've shared a couple of songs from the CD. It is called Turn on the Radio. Now, whereabouts can people head, Tommy, to purchase your CD online?
Well, we have an online store at musicmax.ca. So if you go there and search my name, or if you go to the website, tommyjohneamon.com, there's links right there to the store there where you can pick up this record or any of my other records that you might be interested in.
Terrific. Yeah, there's five of them all together. I wanted to ask you about advice for artists. Somebody might be listening who's a singer-songwriter and in the beginning stages of their career. What can you pass on to them that might help them along the way?
Stop, go back, don't do it. No, I'm absolutely kidding. You know, if you really love what you do and you just... You know, if you really feel it inside, just go with it. Just write some songs and get, you know, if you just play them and just play them for people and try to write songs that people will be interested in. Try to think of something that's special to you or something that's in your heart that, you know, just write what you feel. And I think that's the most important thing about it. And that, I think that comes through in the song. And, you know, just stick with it. Stick with it. Just do it.
Yeah, that's good advice. What about goals for the rest of 2010? What are you looking to accomplish this year?
Well, I think just, you know, the biggest part was getting this record done and getting it out, and now we just want to see what we can do. We're just going to, you know, we got the single going now, and we're, the CD's coming out here in probably about 2 weeks, and it's just going to be, you know, promote, and, you know, hopefully we have a number one single. It may not happen, you know, we're going to knock on wood, but, you know, we're not at the top level of artists, but if we work our way up, every record gets a little bit better, and we move a little bit higher, then... You know, I'm pretty satisfied. So we're just going to work at it and just try to get our name out there.
It sounds great. We've been speaking with Tommy John Eamon, and, of course, a big thank you to Lauren Tutty for setting things up. Great to work with, isn't she?
Yeah, she's fantastic. She did the radio tracking on the last record, too. So, yeah, good to work with. She's a great lady, works hard. We appreciate her help, too, for sure.
Terrific. Well, it's been a pleasure, Tommy. Thanks so much for being on the show. Great to share your music and get to hear all about what brought you to this point.
Well, thanks, Dave. I really appreciate you taking the time to have me on there. And, you know, the promotion like this is fantastic, getting the word out on the new record. We really appreciate the time and the effort and the support. Thank you.
My pleasure. My guest today has been Saskatchewan's Tommy John Eamon. And, again, the current CD from him is called Turn on the Radio. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun.